in a world that gets more mysterious every day, where government conspiracies and cover-ups are the norm, you need a beacon of truth. You need the Paranormal Patriot.
Everybody, remember me? Welcome back to the Paranormal Patriot. It has been far, far too long since I have sat behind this microphone talking to my listeners. Now, I hope everyone had a phenomenal Christmas and a very, very happy New Year. But it's been, what, two, three weeks? It's been a long time since I've talked to you. And that's just far, far too long. I can't see myself ever doing that again. I have been chomping at the bit to get behind this microphone, but with the holidays and everything going on in my life, it has been a circus, to say the least. For those of you that have been trying to contact me, I do apologize, but as I say, it has not only been holidays that have been chewing up my time. It has been family health issues. It's been my health issues. It's been a number of issues, but I had to get on today. There's no way I was going to miss this week. So thank you. Thank you for your patience. Again, Happy New Year. I appreciate you hanging out with me and being with me during this extended hiatus. Now, when we last talked, I informed you that your thoughts created your reality. Well, when I did that show, I wanted my thoughts to create the reality that that episode would be well received. And by gosh, it did. My thoughts created the reality that that episode was one of the most listened to shows of 2016. So thank you. I was pleasantly surprised. I didn't know how my listeners would respond to that. There is a core amount of my listeners that are very political sided and not really into the metaphysical, supernatural, paranormal aspects of things. But I got some responses that I wasn't expecting from those listeners saying, hey, that was pretty interesting. So thank you. I appreciate that. Now, with that being one of the most popular shows of 2016, it would probably be a good idea for me to continue the metaphysical aspect of the show, right? Well, you'd think so, but nobody said that I was the sharpest knife in the drawer. Now, when I ended that show, basically when I ended 2016, I know I said that we would be having a multi-show topic about our amazing body and what it takes to become who we are. Well, not so much. All during that little hiatus, something kept eating at me and gnawing at me, telling me to get back to what I do best, and that is the paranormal and political side of things. So, with that being said, I'm going to put the How We Became Us show, whatever you want to call it, I'm going to put that on the back burner. We will have that show, but I'm telling you, gut feeling, intuition, call it what you want. It's telling me that's not the time. So, we will get back into the paranormal and politics on this show. But before I begin today's show, I want you, the listeners of this show, to hear a recording that one of my phenomenal, I mean, really, every one of my listeners is phenomenal, is great. But this particular listener goes back to almost the beginning, and he has, well, he's helped make the Paranormal Patriot what it is. But he was on a little vacation, and he recorded something, and he sent it to me and said, Tom, I want you to hear this and tell me what you think. He didn't tell me when I first listened to it what I was supposed to be listening for, and I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to play the clip, and I want you, my listeners, to listen to it. and then I'm going to play it again, and I want you to listen to it again and see what you hear at the end of this clip. Now, this clip is from Richard Knox. Now, Richard is an integral part of the show. I mentioned it before. I've got him actually as one of the contributors to the Paranormal Patriot Facebook page on Facebook, so you may have seen some of his Facebook posts on the site. Well, Richard, over, I think it was around, somewhere around the Christmas holiday, was in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and he captured some audio that I am having a hard time explaining. Now, again, I will play the audio. I want you to listen to it, and I want you to focus on the end. Again, you'll hear noises in the beginning, and then those noises will kind of fade out. And listen to what is going on in the end. So this is from Richard Knox from the UP of Michigan. So did you hear it? Again, it's not right in your face, here I am. But there's definitely something there. Again, I want you to listen to it once more. It's a 35-second clip, so I think we can all do that. You're going to hear again. Those are snowmobiles that you're hearing in the beginning. Those are going to pass by. And then it's going to kind of get mostly quiet. But then right before the audio ends, you're going to hear something. Listen closely. The snowmobiles go by, you can hear them fade away, and it gets quiet. But right near the end, you can hear a growl, maybe? Here's the short version. This is the enhanced end version of what I just played. Now see if you can hear it more here. It's a howl, a growl. I can't even explain it. Once more, the end of this audio clip has something that is kind of unexplained. Here it is once more. What is it? When I first heard that, I caught it because Richard didn't tell me what I was listening for. He said, just here, listen to this file. So I'm starting to listen to it, and I said, okay, that sounds like trucks or snowmobiles. And then at the end, I heard it. I'm like, well, that's a little odd. And as we were discussing it, I said, well, it's definitely not a dog. It's not a canine, a wolf, a coyote. It's not a large cat. I said, I don't know, is it a bear? And I'll quote Richard, said, well, bears should be night-night right now. And he's absolutely right. Bears should be hibernating at this time. Doesn't mean it's not a bear, but the odds of it being a bear are not good because I don't believe they're out right now. Then I thought, well, maybe it was just, or Richard thought it was the reverb of the snowmobiles. I listened to it again, and if it doesn't make sense because the snowmobiles are gone. I mean, you can hear them go by, and then they gradually fade away until there's really nothing, and then all of a sudden you get that noise. Why would it come back so strong when they're that far away, and it would be only one? The only other assumption I could come up with is somebody revved their engine and it picked that up, but it doesn't sound like that. Richard is a member of a Bigfoot research organization. He is my resident Bigfoot expert as well as my resident earthquake expert. I hopefully will be having Richard on the show soon to talk about this particular subject. I did a little research last night. I got this audio clip from him yesterday, and I did some research on it last night. And, you know, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan is, for lack of a better term, pretty barren. I mean, aside from Marquette, Sault Ste. Marie, Ironwood, I don't know where else would it be, Houghton, you know, the college towns, it's pretty bare. Up in that neck of the woods, it's barren. There's not a lot of people. It's all wooded. And there have been numerous sightings and encounters with a Bigfoot-like creature. But I want to preface that by saying, I'm not saying this is Bigfoot. What I'm saying is Richard and I have no idea what this is. So listen to that audio. I know a lot of my listeners are into and research Bigfoot. If any of you have heard that noise, let me know. Contact me at theparanormalpatriot@zoho.com. Again, theparanormalpatriot@zoho.com. Or you can go to the Facebook page or message me. And let me know what you think. Both Richard and I are anxious to hear what everybody thinks that noise is. So Richard and I, we both thank you in advance for your participation. And I would like to tell Richard personally, thank you. That really meant a lot to me that you sent that to me. As far as I understood, before anybody else, that really meant a lot to me, and I want to get to the bottom of it. Like I say, if somebody has heard that noise, if they say, oh yeah, that's a swan taking a dump, I don't know. If somebody knows what it is, let me know. Again, theparanormalpatriot@zoho.com or on the Facebook page. Message me, however you want to contact me, just let me know. Both Richard and I are curious as to what every one of my listeners' opinion on that is. So we are going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to ask you a simple question. What are those sounds that people all over the world are hearing in the sky? Well, we're going to hear some of those sounds, and I'm going to come up with a couple possible solutions. So we will be right back. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. This portion of the Paranormal Patriot is being brought to you by UFODisclosure.com. The world right now is at the precipice of knowing the truth behind the UFO phenomenon. Governments from around the world are now beginning to open up their files regarding the UFO enigma. Soon, very soon, the truth regarding UFOs will come to fruition. But until that time, you need to go to UFODisclosure.com or visit their Facebook page and get the up-to-date latest information revolving around UFOs, aliens, and the possibility of disclosure. So go to UFODisclosure.com and learn the truth about UFOs before the world government comes out and says, yes, they are real. You can say you knew it ahead of time because of UFODisclosure.com. Alrighty, we are back. Thank you to UFODisclosure.com for your support. Now, we've talked about this in the past, but I want to bring it up again because it is becoming a regular occurrence. Things are really getting out of hand around the world regarding these strange sounds coming from the sky. And again, they're being heard all over the world. Now, the question begs, what are these sounds? They sound like trumpets. They sound like metal grinding. They sound like large animals. Some attribute it to fracking. Some attribute it to the tectonic plate shifting and rubbing on each other. Some people attribute it to high-pressure gases escaping from deep within the Earth. Others say that the veil between universes or dimensions is thinning and allowing the sounds to filter through. Of course, there is the view that these sounds are the trumpets of revelations, and we are indeed living in the end times. Whatever the source of these sounds, there is no escaping the fact that these sounds are pretty disturbing. For example, I'm going to play you a clip from Spokane, Washington. Now, I want to begin before I play this clip by letting all my listeners know that this wasn't just a one-and-done thing. This sound you are hearing started at around 10:30 or 10 o'clock in the morning and didn't stop until 5:30 at night. So it wasn't like this was, hey, what was that, and it's gone. It was 7.5 hours of terrifying noise. So here is the sound that was heard by residents in Spokane, Washington, and I believe it was November of this year. So what is that? They've had it, this particular noise drew the attention of many news companies that went around asking people what those noises were. A lot of people said, well, that was the plows plowing the streets, and that's the blade kind of rubbing on the road. Well, first off, if that were the case, everybody in the country should be hearing that all the time. Whenever a plow goes down the road, you should be hearing that. But that's not the case. I've heard similar noises like this that sound very similar to that. I've heard those in summer. I don't think we're plowing the roads in the summer. Well, Tom, they're sharpening blades. Okay, we've sharpened blades before. We sharpened blades well prior to this. Never had this issue. Again, this was heard from 10 o'clock in the evening to 5:30 at night. Some people say it was wind whipping through the forest, whipping through the trees, whipping across high tension power lines. Guys, keep in mind, this is a fairly new phenomenon. They had high tension power lines way back before this. By most accounts, these noises began to be being heard around the world as recently as 2008. Nowhere before has anyone found any account of these sounds being heard. So, again, you can't put the plow to the road. You can't put the wind going through the high-pressure power lines. You really can't put into account the tectonic plates, because the tectonic plates are always moving. They've been moving for millennia. So if that was the case, in history, somewhere in the history books, there would be accounts of this. And it's not happening. There's nothing. This is a fairly new phenomenon. Yes, the advent of the cell phone, the video recorder, has brought it into a new light because it's more common. But the problem is, our ancestors wrote things down. And nowhere did they talk about trumpets coming from the sky. Well, Tom, they've got art depicting trumpets in the sky all the time. Yes, they do. Very good. But the problem is, they're not depicting a noise coming from the sky. They're depicting the biblical verse of Revelation. They're depicting a future event. They're not depicting something that was heard at that time because nothing like this was ever heard. So speaking of Jerusalem, they had their own odd sound very recently. Now, before I play this sound, I want you to picture in your head the video that goes along with this. It is overlooking the city. And in the background, you can see it looks like a cathedral. And to the right of that, it might be a soccer complex, some sporting, open-air sporting arena, it looks like. And you can see the clouds. And while you're hearing this noise, picture in your head, these clouds are forming a ring. And inside that ring, you can see these clouds and almost, it almost looks like they're being sucked in to the center of this ring. All the while, this particular noise is being played. That clip right there, being that it's in Jerusalem, and being that as that noise, sound, is being played, there is a circular formation of clouds in the sky being drawn in, sucked in, as if a vacuum is in the center of that ring of clouds, and these clouds are being sucked in. That has convinced a number, many, many people, that we are indeed in the middle of God's judgments, and they are coming soon. Again, all natural phenomenon fall short. If it were a natural phenomenon, there would be historical accounts to be found, but there are none. Some have said it is caused from the recent technology of fracking. Now, that might work because fracking is fairly recent. I'll give you a little bit here. But the problem is these sounds are being heard all over the world. And they're also being heard in areas where there's no fracking being done. One natural event that may hold merit is that these sounds are caused from a changing magnetic field. I've had many shows, many segments revolving around the fact that the magnetic field around our planet is moving, changing, and will possibly flip here very soon. Now, some people may say that, oh, these sounds are from the magnetic field being, I don't know, moved, adjusted, not in its normal spot. You know, if you're going to talk about a natural phenomenon causing these sounds, then I'll give you that has a little bit of merit. However, there is no natural phenomenon. There is nothing that I can think of that explains this next clip from Slovakia. Now, I'm going to warn you ahead of time. I listened to this clip as I was laying in bed with my headphones on in the pitch dark. I don't scare too easy, but I heard this clip and it terrified me. So, just to tell you, be prepared when you listen to this clip because this is unlike anything I have played here or in past shows or anything you have ever heard. This is not trumpets. These are not angels on high. This is something completely different. Listen to this from Slovakia in October of this year. Thank you. somebody, please give me a rational, non-terrifying explanation to what that could possibly be. As I said, I'm sitting in bed going over these sounds and I come across this thing. In the video, you see a house and you see this guy panning the sky, looking to find the source of what I can only describe as a dinosaur-like roar. I was scared. That is unlike anything I've heard before. It's very rhythmic. It comes in every second or two. You hear the roar, and then it goes. And then you hear the roar, and then it goes. And then it starts to fade away. It pauses a little bit longer, and then it roars later, 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 until it's gone. But in the beginning, the roars, in a way, kind of sound like somebody, some giant of a thing, saying something or trying to say something, but it's so loud and so everywhere, it's indistinguishable. You can't tell what it's saying. I've had people say, "That's the voice of God, Tom." I really would like to think the voice of God would not terrify me like that. When I hear that, when I close my eyes and I hear that, all I can think of is a 70-foot, 100-foot Tyrannosaurus Rex charging down on me. What is it? What are any of these noises? I have no explanation for any of them. Whatever they are extremely perplexing, and they're becoming more and more common around the world. Again, that's why I want to talk to you about it today. What are these things? Because we need to find out. I have many Christians listen to this show, and you guys are in a good place. For those of you who are on the fence or not Christians, it might be time to get right with God. Because I have no explanation as to what these noises are. Read Revelations in the Bible. Read it. And tell me that everything that that Bible is predicting is not coming true on a world stage right now. It's scary how accurate the predictions are. And one of the predictions is, we're going to start hearing trumpets in the sky, and that will bring forth God's judgments. It might be time to get right with God. I can't think of a natural phenomenon that would cause this to happen all over the world. It just doesn't make sense. And have it it's less than 10 years old that we've been hearing these on a regular basis. It makes no sense. I don't get it. I'm more than a little. I'm very concerned as to what these are. When I first, years ago, heard these, I'm like, that is the coolest thing I've ever heard. Now when I hear them, I don't think so. I have that doubt in my head. I believe in God, but is it enough? Do I believe in him enough? Does he think of me good enough to go to heaven? And if it's not the trumpets of the Bible, what is it? Is it the veil between dimensions or parallel universes thinning out and that veil is opening? And we are now going to be starting to see and hear the inhabitants of these other dimensions and these other universes coinciding and coexisting and cohabitating with us in this universe, in this dimension. I don't know if that's a happy thought either. I don't know what's in those other dimensions. Either way, something is going on. It's not normal. It's not the wind blowing through the trees. It's not water being, the sound of water being carried by the wind. It's not plows or saws being sharpened. It's not a man-made phenomenon. I don't know. I need your help on this one. As with the sound that Richard gave us, let me know what you think that these sounds are. I am open to every opinion. I would prefer a happy opinion that, oh, Tom, those are the sound of happy little elves welcoming us to utopia. It may sound evil and terrifying, but that's their way of saying hello. I'd rather not hear, Tom, that's a sign that the world's going to be destroyed and you're going to go down in a fiery flame, which is how it sounds to me. So if you think you know what it is, if you have any more questions about it, let me know. You can catch me on Facebook at The Paranormal Patriot or email me at theparanormalpatriot@zoho.com. Again, Facebook, The Paranormal Patriot or theparanormalpatriot@zoho.com. Now, when we come back, I will ask you, what in the hell is Obama doing? We'll be right back. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. This portion of The Paranormal Patriot is being sponsored by me. I have left you for 2 weeks. It has been a long, long 2 weeks, so I want to take this opportunity to tell you thank you for sticking by me, being there, still conversing with me while I was off the air. My listeners mean everything to me. And I just want to take a quick second to say thank you for everything that you guys do. And keep up the good work. I love the fact that you guys take the time out of your busy day to contact me, to just say hi. How you doing? Hadn't heard from you in a while. So again, this portion of the show is being sponsored by me just to say thank you. To each and every one of you, I just want you to know that your support does not go unnoticed. Thank you from the Paranormal Patriot. Come on, Obama, what the hell are you doing? That is what I want to know, and that's what I'm asking all of my listeners. Barack Obama has, at this point, what, 12 days, less than 2 weeks left in office? And it seems that his main purpose in life right now is to absolutely destroy foreign policy for the incoming president, Donald Trump. Nobody with a rational mind can look at it any other way than he is purposely setting up Trump to begin his term in chaos. His actions are proof positive that he cares nothing about this country and that he only cares about his legacy. Because if he cared about our country, he would not be doing the things that he is doing. But he wants to go out and have his legacy tell the story of how great of a humanitarian he was. When in actuality, all he's doing is setting the stage up to sabotage Trump. Let's look at a couple things that he has done and is doing that are going to make Trump's presidency harder than it already is going to be. So to begin with, the idiot in charge put a ban on oil drilling. Now, in my opinion, this is a deliberate act of sabotage directed at the American economy itself, and most notably, the people of Alaska. Obama put into place an executive order banning drilling. And his political administration hack spent the past couple of weeks assuring the media that Obama's unprecedented abuse of an obscure law was impossible for his successor, aka Donald Trump, to reverse. You know, it seems like they stayed up all night trying to find executive orders that the incoming president cannot undo. So, with that being said, you are going to have a battalion of lawyers throughout 2017 and probably beyond determine if Obama's idiot move was really irreversible. Look at it, people. I said it in the beginning of this segment. He is not going gracefully into the sunset. He is being a spoiled, pretentious little kid who just wants to go and poke the bear and say, hey, I'm going to make this as difficult as I can for you because I want to make myself look good. In other words, he knows his presidency has been a complete and utter failure. So what he wants to do is he wants to make it as hard, if not harder, for the incoming president to make himself look good. So to do that, he's going to ban drilling for oil. We have an abundance of liquid gold. It's basically our economy under our feet, waiting to be tapped. And when we tap it, we see our economy start to skyrocket. Because our economy right now is so stagnant, it's growing mold. So in other words, Donald Trump said, I'm going to lift the ban on oil drilling. Obama knows that if he lifts that ban, the oil's going to start to flow. Our economy is going to skyrocket. People are going to be put back to work. Well, Obama can't have that on his conscience and on his legacy. So he just puts an executive order out there saying, nope, I banned it. You can't reverse it. Ha, suck it. This is what we have been dealing with for the last couple weeks, and we've got two more weeks of this. On top of that, Mr. Obama, he eliminated the National Immigration Registry. That's just in case Trump got any ideas about using it for the basis of his enhanced vetting that he promised for immigrants from terrorist-infested regions. Again, with no regard to the country, no regard to the citizens of this country, no regard to the safety of the citizens of this country, he just killed it. He killed the law via executive order. That law was the NSEERS laws. I don't know if it has a name. If it does, spell it. I don't care, but it's the NSEERS. And basically, that committed the unforgivable, politically incorrect sin of tracking military-age males from violently unstable Muslim-majority countries. In other words, if you were a male of military age and you're coming from Syria, we would track you. Because we don't want a Fort Lauderdale, we don't want an Orlando, we don't want a San Bernardino happening again. So we want to protect our citizens from radical nut jobs like yourself. But President Obama has said, nope, not going to happen. I got a pen, I got a piece of paper, it's got this executive order on it, done. That law's out of the picture. Can't reverse that one, Trump. Damn you, citizens of this country. I don't care. On top of that, we have the great Guantanamo jailbreak. During President Obama's initial run prior to 2008 for presidency, one of his promises was he was going to close Guantanamo Bay. Well, it's been 8 years. And for the majority of those 8 years, it's been more, or a little bit more than lip service. He never did anything. He gave five of the most wanted terrorists out of Guantanamo Bay for one soldier, Bo Bergdahl, who turned out to be a traitor. Good move, Obama. But since his presidency is ending, Obama has gone into overdrive, transferring over 150 detainees out of that jail. Oh, and here's a shock. A number of them ended up going back to the battlefield, causing havoc for the countries fighting terrorism. Representative Ed Royce, who's a Republican from California of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, wrote a Wall Street Journal op-ed this week to sound the alarm about Obama's midnight push to empty out Guantanamo. Representative Joyce said the White House has repeatedly released detainees to country it knew lacked the intent and capability to keep the detainees from returning to terrorism. The results have been deadly. Now, Representative Royce was challenging the wisdom of such Obama administration brainstorms as dropping Al-Qaeda's top bomb maker into Bosnia. It is a country with limited security resources, but plenty of radical mosques and unemployed military-aged males. Royce's committee has been investigating allegation that the administration tried to pay the bomb maker $100,000 to refrain from passing his deadly skills along to eager apprentices. This, if true, and I'm not going to say it is, but it wouldn't surprise me with this administration. This administration comes up to this guy, the top bomb maker for Al-Qaeda, says, hey, we're going to let you go. We're going to send you to Bosnia. But look, we want to give you $100,000, but you got to promise me you're not going to pass on any of these bomb-making informations to anybody else in that country. Okay? Sure. Yeah. Just give me the $100,000. That's fine. I'll just sit here. I won't do anything. Oh, thank God for that. Whew, that was easier than I thought. I thought we were going to have to fight him to pay him $100,000, but he took it willingly. I think he's going to be all right. He's a changed man after coming out of Guantanamo. Or he's going to take the $100,000 invested into the Al-Qaeda while he's teaching these young adult or military-aged males how to build these bombs. Good call, Obama. Let's talk about how he is everywhere that Obama goes, he is already telling the people, oh, this presidency is going to be a disaster, just like everybody else on the liberal side. I want to jump off a little bit and say I am so furious and so done with these pretentious, spiteful celebrities going on TV, making commercials, imploring people to stonewall, to fight against the Trump presidency. Bruce Springsteen saying, this guy isn't fit to be president. These artists that are not going to perform at the Trump inauguration. Oh no, Elton John's not going to perform at the inauguration? I'm not going. Trump shouldn't be president now. Elton John's not going to be there. Is Elton John even an American citizen? Last I knew, he was in England, born in England, was still an English citizen. So what does it matter if Elton John doesn't perform at a U.S. president's inauguration?
Well, it's Elton John, Tom. He's a musical genius.
I don't care. Just because Elton John, Bruce Springsteen, Rosie O'Donnell, who else? Leah Durham. These morons, just because they think they're above everybody else. They think that their opinion counts. Well, here's a news flash, A-list celebrities. The majority of Americans are sick and tired of you. You make good movies. We'll go watch your movies. We don't want to hear your political views. That's not what you get paid for. Just because you can sing, play a guitar, play an instrument, can act, doesn't make you a source, an expert on politics. On the contrary, you haven't worked an average citizen's day in your life. You're full of money. This doesn't affect you at all. So shut up. But anyway, Obama's going around telling everybody this presidency is going to be a disaster. He's describing the presidential campaign as a crime against American class and racial harmony. Ooh, if that ain't the... Okay, politically incorrect statement coming up. Isn't that the pot calling the kettle black, claiming Trump is against racial harmony? The most racially divisive president in recent memory is calling that? Even before the guy's in office? That's great. Or, let's not forget, Michelle Obama, who is a peach in herself, wailing that all hope was lost for Americans' children. What are they going to eat for lunch at schools now? It's hard to remember a previous instant of an outgoing president attacking the legitimacy of the successor this way, especially during the transition. Before the new chief executive has actually done anything, this moron is going around telling everybody how he's going to fail. Do you remember the backlash that Rush Limbaugh got when he said, "I hope Obama fails"? Oh my gosh, that guy was ostracized. But you've got Nancy Pelosi out there, Chuck Schumer saying, "Hey, I'm telling you right now, we are fighting this guy with everything we got." The guy's not even in office yet. But that's okay, because I'm a liberal. I can do that. I'm tolerant. You are the most intolerant morons on the face of the earth. Lastly, how's World War III sound to you, everybody? Because it's a-coming. This, to me, came out of the blue. It doesn't surprise me. But Obama comes out and sanctions Russia for their involvement in the election, the hacking scandal. First of all, I'm still not 100% convinced that the Russians had anything to do with that.
Well, Tom, the FBI and the CIA and all the DEA have said that they have proof.
Oh, this is the same FBI that gave Hillary a free pass. This is the free NSA that is spying on everybody and lied about it. But because they say the Russians screwed the election for Hillary, it's gospel. No, it doesn't work like that. The whole government system is corrupt. You've got to know that by now. If this election cycle taught you anything, it's that this government that we have now, these agencies, are completely corrupt. I don't believe a word coming out of anybody's mouth. John McCain, during the hearings, I don't even remember who he asked. He asked somebody, it doesn't matter who it was because he's a moron anyway, asked, do you believe that the WikiLeaks were accurate? This moron said, no, I don't believe they're accurate at all. There wasn't a thing in those emails that wasn't untrue. It's proven. And that's my biggest issue on this. If, and that's a huge and doubtful if, the Russians were involved in this. I'm going to tell you right now, it's more of an activism side of things as opposed to actually stealing votes. But even if they were, everything that came out from WikiLeaks was proven to be true. Nobody is talking about that. Everybody is so focused on the fact that the Russians hacked the U.S. election. That is unforgivable. How about the fact that the Democratic National Party is a lying, cheating sack of ill will? Nobody wants to look at that, do they? But now, America, we think we're all high and mighty. I can't believe the Russians would hack our system, would try and influence our election. Ladies and gentlemen, get off your high horse. This, what they're accusing Russia of doing, is a staple of U.S. foreign policy. Haiti. Boris Yeltsin in Russia in the 90s. Venezuela. Colombia. That's just to name just a few places in the last 20 years, 30 years, that the U.S. government has gone in and tried to influence the vote, either by laundering and dumping a huge amount of money to who they want to win, or by going in and manipulating the votes. It's not all right for Russia to do it to us, but it's okay for us to do it to them. Look, I love my country. Absolutely love my country. I don't love who runs my country. Who runs my country are a bunch of old hack men and women, the majority of them, there are a few good ones, that are not in it for the country. They don't give a rat's behind about the country. All they give a rat's behind about is their pocketbook and, the magic word of today, their legacy. They want to be remembered as the humanitarian, the man or the congressman or woman or the senator that got things done by any means necessary. So when Obama sanctions Russia, he expels their diplomats. All he's doing is poking the bear. And what was Putin's response? Yeah, whatever. I don't care. He knows Obama is a lame duck. He knows why he's doing this. And it would be okay if our president is not putting freaking U.S. troops on the Russian border, the Lithuanian border. Are you just asking for war? Why, in God's name, would you put U.S. troops, A, in harm's way? Let's put your daughter on those lines too there, Mr. Obama. Let's put your daughters out there. Come on, don't go and put other parents' children's in harm's way just so you can prove a point. Let's put your daughters out there. Come on. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. But the only reason I can see that he'd want to do this is to just provoke Putin. Just keep pushing Putin. Putin ain't buying it. But eventually Putin's going to get pissed off and say, you know what? Screw you, Obama. I'm going at you. I can only pray that Inauguration Day comes and things change. I really truly think that the Russian-American cooperation relationship will improve. Now, two, the people of Russia, and I do have some Russian listeners, if you can understand me, I want you to know, and to President Putin, if you by chance listen to the Paranormal Patriot, here's your chance to hear my plea. I want you to know that I, my family, and I'm going to assume most of my listeners, do not agree, nor do we wish to participate in the outrageous actions of our outgoing president. It is in this humble host's opinion that the outgoing president is a moron who is doing nothing but sabotaging the legitimacy of the upcoming incoming president. So with that being said, people of Russia and to President Putin, if you choose to wage war on us because of our moron president, I ask that you look favorably on me and maybe not point that gun this way, because I, for one, have no ill will against the Russian people, nor do I have ill will against you. At this point, I have ill will against my asinine president who cares nothing about me nor the citizens of this country. It amazes me that the press is letting Obama get away with this. Can you imagine if George Bush, Ronald Reagan, any Republican president would have done this to Bill Clinton, to Barack Obama? They'd have his head on a platter. But because he's a liberal, he's a black liberal, and he's Barack Obama, hey, that's just politics. Yeah, doesn't work like that. There comes a time when you have to know what is right and what is wrong, and the people in the media have a hard time following that. They are infuriated with Trump because he's going around him. He is finding out that he has more influence by sending a simple tweet than going to the press. And the press is furious with that. As Dick Cheney said, he's making you guys irrelevant. And he is. So they're going to continue to trash him, write trash stories about him. And I really, truly wish he would take my advice and put into play a law, a bill, or something to these journalists, these quote-unquote journalists that would say, if you are purposely slandering, falsifying stories, or making untruths, not only are you going to get fined, you will be removed from your position, and you will spend time in prison for defamation of character, because it's gone way beyond the realm of decency. That is my 2 cents, plus about 25 more. Let me know what you think. It has been so good to get back behind this microphone again. Thank you so much, everyone, for being patient with me, sticking around with me. I hope you enjoyed this show. I had a very good time doing the show. It just kind of flowed right off the tongue. It was nice. Usually I'm a stumbling, bumbling fool, but this one was kind of nice. I guess 2 weeks off kind of put me back in the groove. So anyway, let me know what you think of Richard's audio. Let me know what you think of the audio of the strange noises in the sky. And let me know what you think about Obama's departing shots to Trump. I appreciate everything. I will talk to you next week. I have no idea what I'm going to be talking about next week. I'm going to surprise you with the show that I was supposed to do this week. I'll surprise you 1 week and just start doing it. But other than that, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I hope everybody has a happy new year. Thank you for listening to the Paranormal Patriot. I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez, signing off.